Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go. If it's Friday, it's that time again. It's Berg in the Bullpen, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Alex Berg, bullpen catcher of the San Francisco Giants. He's down there in Mexico City, two-game series with the Padres. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms where you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Alex, always appreciate the time. I know it's probably, you know, a cup of joe keeping you going now there in Mexico City to get down from San Francisco down there. Customs and everything, boy, it's tough. But man, oh man, he makes his podcast, doesn't miss that on a Friday. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing really well. Doing really well. Glad to be up this morning and excited to do the show today.
Hey, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as well.
You can find me on Twitter at AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Well, you just completed the eight-game homestand, the Mets and the Cardinals. You were on TV a lot. I saw a lot of the games on the MLB Network, and then you were on the Sunday night game. 2-2, you squared it with the Mets after losing two, and then you bounce right back. And boy, oh boy, I said to myself, if they can just sweep the Redbirds right out of there, almost came up a little short. But Logan Webb, man, he is just simply amazing. A little snake bitten yesterday, but still, I like the way he struck out seven and everything. Frustrating you guys couldn't take that four-game sweep on the Birds.
I mean, anytime, I think we won five in a row, we were looking for six. And anytime you win six in a row in this league, it's pretty impressive. So, I mean, they get paid too. They drive nice cars. Anytime you got a lineup with Arenado, Goldschmidt, and all those bangers in there, it can be a little tough. But no, Logan was incredible. It's fun to watch him pitch. He just keeps getting better and better and better. And I'm excited. There's something big coming on for him this year, I think.
Well, not only that, when you look at the series too, Chalk Peterson, guys stepped up. You guys grind the bats out. You guys don't give up, and I like the way you're playing. It's a scrap iron type of thing. Kind of reminds me of Phil Garner with the Pirates in the heyday with Tim Foley. But, man, oh, man, the West right now, everybody's trying to tread water, trying to figure out how to get there. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. I like your position in the West right now as you start to look up and catch some of these teams ahead of you.
I did, too. I think we're finally starting to get healthy. It was huge. You know, we had Austin Slater back, Mitch Haniger back. And, I mean, it's just a different lineup with those two. Anytime you see those guys in there, and like, they're so talented, they're so skillful that you just feel a lot better with those guys running around the outfield.
Now, you guys leave San Francisco, and then you fly down to Mexico City. How tough is that? I mean, you get out, you shower, everything, get on the plane, get down there. I know we talked in the pre-chat. You got in early in the morning trying to get through customs and everything. Is the customs kind of different as if you were going through Canada, or is it about the same?
Anytime you travel with the team, it's a little bit easier. You know, you don't deal with as much. You know, our travel team is amazing. I mean, I feel bad for them, but I think we had a massive group, and we had a bunch of front office. It was such a cool trip that everybody gets to go. But, you know, it's like we got families, so this is a family trip for us. So my girlfriend's on the trip, and, you know, anybody with wives, kids, you know, if they want to bring them down, they can. And like I said, all of our front office, their wives, kids, if they want. And so our travel guys, travel team, they get down, they get everybody's passport. So it's actually pretty easy. You just, once you check your bag and go through the little metal detector, it's more just hanging out. They just go through everybody's passport. And then once they say you're good, then you just hop on the bus. But it's just kind of a process that takes a while. I think we sat in there for close to an hour, just kind of waiting around, and and we had like a 90-minute bus ride home because I think they said that the escort couldn't go more than 40 miles an hour. So it turned a 55-minute ride into 90, which wasn't the best, but again.
Yeah, it is what it is, but yeah, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, now you guys take center stage with this series, Major League Baseball, looking at you guys, two-game series starts tomorrow, and then it'll conclude on a Sunday there. That's going to feel really nice. You guys, you know, get center stage with Major League Baseball. Any reflection on that?
I think it's good. I think it's anytime we can get out there and show people that, you know, we have a good team. We're a talented team. Especially now, we're starting to get healthy. Pitchers are starting to really roll. Yeah, I think we have a really good product. I think we're fun to watch. I think we've been running the bases like crazy. We hit a bunch of homers. And I think, you know, like I said, we're fun to watch. We're a fun team to be around, that's for sure.
Well, now the off day. What would an off day be like there as you get ready for the game tomorrow? A lot of sightseeing, a lot of great Mexican food. I mean, it's carne asada, a little guacamole, sour cream, little rice and beans. What's the ambiance like down there and everything? And what would today, as you preclude to this start of the series tomorrow?
So I'll wake up, get coffee, and then we'll probably start wandering around the city here maybe in the next hour or two. We have an optional workout sometime later in the afternoon, so I'll probably head into that, make sure all my guys are taken care of, and, you know, all of our pitching and all the guys that need to throw do all that. But, yeah, definitely there's a couple bakeries that we've found that we really want to get to, a couple markets that we really want to get to, so it should be a fun little day.
Yeah, and not only that, when you look at the stadium, I know they're coming high off of the Mexico national team there and everything. The dimensions and everything, I don't know if you've seen it or anything. Does it work to the advantage of the pitcher? Does it work to the advantage of the hitters there in this ballpark that you're playing in this weekend?
I think anytime you're in Mexico City, it's always going to work to the advantage of the hitter because we're at 7,000 feet, which, for context, it's 2,000 feet higher than Coors Field. So I would imagine the ball is going to be flying, but we'll see.
Yeah. We'll now, see. What about the golf game? Can you get any golf in there?
No. Whenever Sindhu's here, I try not to play. I think, you know, she makes a lot of sacrifices to get all the way out here, so I try to do my best to give her as much time as possible. But I am going to play Houston Memorial, which is where they play the Open when we go into Houston. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's not only that, you get to go back home a little too. So, you know, that must be nice. A little far from home, but still Houston in the, you know, state of Texas there. That's going to be nice going back. Kind of a quick road trip. You know, two in Mexico City, and then you go to Houston. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's always fun playing Houston. I think that hotel is probably my favorite one, the one we're staying in this year. And, I mean, it's just a great city to play in. Actually, my girlfriend's family is in Houston, so I think a lot of them will be out at the games. And so it'll be a good time. It'll be a lot of fun to see them. And also to get out and just enjoy Houston. I do actually enjoy Houston a good bit.
Now, when you talk the food, the authentic one is probably the greatest down there in Mexico City and everything. Some of the other great cities, San Diego, L.A., San Francisco, what are you looking to try down there? Could it be the carne asada? Could it be the burritos down there? Could it be a taco? What are we looking at as far as the food goes down there on the menu in that city?
So there's a bakery with, like, this guava pastry that is supposed to be unreal. So So we're looking at that. And then obviously I want to do a street taco and maybe a burrito. And I'll probably eat my weight today, which would be a lot of fun. But
and then you probably rate it too. Is it like index cards? Yeah, everybody, you got to try this. Man, I don't know about this. You know, maybe I took a bite out of this. I'm not a big fan of this. Do you rate the food in some of these cities too? I can imagine.
Yeah, I think you always kind of go through and go like, oh, I loved this here or that there. And, you know, obviously we were looking at one place and it was like a unbelievably rated Japanese place. And it's like, yeah, but we're in Mexico City. We probably shouldn't go to a Japanese place here. So.
Hey, let's talk. Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the draft, man. You guys did real, you know, when you look at the NFC West, I know you're in San Francisco. I'm feeling giddy with Pete Carroll and the Seahawks, man. I like the draft picks they got. And, you know, I might have to wear the Seahawk beanie under something so nobody sees what I'm preluding to here. But I like the Seahawks to kind of do some damage in that NFC West again. Any thought to that?
Yeah, I think they did well. I think that wide receiver at Ohio State's a big-time playmaker. And, I mean, anytime you get a shutdown corner, it's big. It helps the team. I think, you know, when I was younger, we saw Richard Sherman and that Legion of Boom really, really do something. So hopefully they can start something like that again. And I think, like I said, it all starts with playmakers. So it's good to have some guys that can do some things on, you know, both sides of the ball. It really helped the team.
Were you surprised at the way the draft shook out? I mean, Bryce Young going one, Stroud going two. I'm a big fan of Richardson. I thought the Colts did something. You know, he could be a sleeper pick there. Was there anything that stood out in this thing? I know the Eagles stole a couple guys from Georgia there, but when you looked at the draft in whole, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of the guys on the Giants had their own picks and sprouting their T-shirts and everything, you know, supporting their squads, but when you looked at the draft, what was your surprise on it in any picks?
I think Houston picking two and three. I mean, I think they did a wonderful job. I think you get C.J. Stroud, you get a new they need something back there. They get some kind of quarterback, and that kid's pretty good. And to get that edge rusher, I think you get some, like, cornerstone defense, cornerstone offense, and – you know, with a new coach, I think that'll really help them. And then I like the Eagles. I think the Eagles got a steal. That kid they got late in the
Yeah.
He is so good.
It's amazing. As we switch gears a little here, as we wind this thing down, I know you always reach out to your brother out there, Tarik Brock in Pittsburgh. Boy, it's amazing. They're sitting on top of a division. They just finished a 6-1 homestand. So proud of the Bucks. And they're 7-2 against the Dodgers in their last nine. I couldn't be more happier than the city of Pittsburgh and seeing the Pirates sit on top of that National League Central. Any words for your brother out there in Pittsburgh?
Nah, just tell him to keep going. Like, super cool to watch him, I think. Watch them play, to see that turnaround, to kind of their pitching coach was our bullpen coach in Texas my first year. He's also a coach through the minor leagues with Texas when I was there as well. So to get to talk to him, be, you know, get some of the inside scoop of what's gone down in Pittsburgh and to see where they've come from and where they're at now, it's so impressive. And, you know, I hope they just keep going. You know,
I will tell you this. I always tell I tell Tarik this. I said, I love you both. I'm just going to have to flip a coin here when you guys meet in San Francisco, I think Memorial Weekend there. So that's going to be a tough one for me. But as we wind this thing down, I want you to enjoy yourself in Mexico City. Let me know how the food was. I know we're going to reconvene next Friday as the Brewers open up a homestand in San Francisco. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you again, my friend.
It's on Twitter at AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Well, I'm pulling for you. Take out those Padres for me. I can't wait to talk next Friday from San Francisco, my friend. Enjoy the weekend with your girlfriend, and have a blessed one.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's Alex Berg out there in Mexico City. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll talk to you next week from San Francisco as the Brewers open up a homestand with the Giants. Till then, have a blessed one. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And thank you again, Alex.